Jin is currently working as a research analyst at the Oregon Health Authority Center for Prevention and Health Promotion. He has conducted program evaluation and research for nearly 20 years on a variety of projects in the field of public health. Those projects include home visiting programs, an integrative child wellness promotion program, Project Launch, a child health consultation program, juvenile crime and domestic violence prevention programs, and HIV prevention outreach programs. Today, Mr. Song will be talking about the association of family service needs and level of access difficulty with home visiting services, Oregon's findings from a survey of pregnant women and parents of young children. I'll be coming around and passing out some handouts of Mr. Song's talk.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Well, the title of my presentation today is the Association of Family Service Need and the Level of Access Difficulty with Home Visiting Services. This is findings from Oregon's the Home Visiting Needs Assessment. First of all, I'd like to thank to my co-authors, including the Dr. Kathleen Enger. She's sitting in there, so maybe she can take some of your questions and help me. And as the requirement, I don't have any financial disclosure. And as I said, this study comes from the survey of pregnant women and parents of young children, a parent survey in Oregon, conducted in 2011. And this assessment required, as many of you know, that required by the Affordable Care Act, that MICVI program. And the main purpose of this study is to assess the service needs of at-risk families in Oregon and the ease or difficulty of young children. And there are two main questions that we wanted to address from this study. The first one is that are there differences between families who receive home visiting services and those who did not in, first of all, the level of service need, and also are there difference in this level of difficulty getting services they may want. And the second main question we asked was, are there any other notable demographic and family characteristics than home visiting services that relate to levels of service need and difficulty getting services? The parent survey, the components of the needs assessment that was developed by the Oregon's Home Visiting Needs Assessment Work Group and tested by the parents in home visiting programs. And survey was implemented in various languages, including English, Spanish, Russian, Vietnamese, and Korean. And survey was implemented about for 3 months in 2011. And it was based on the structured written questionnaire and then anonymous, and then based on the non-random sampling, the targeted primary at low-income groups. And survey were implemented over three phases, including paper survey distributed to the home visiting program and week, and also outreach to the rural and urban areas. And then also survey was implemented through the Facebook and then other internet social media. And that the main content of survey included a list of 32 items family may need these services. On each of these service lists, we asked first whether anyone in the household need the survey, need the services in 2010 or 2011. And if they said yes, and we asked how easy or difficult was it to get this service. And then also we asked about home visiting status, whether they received the home visiting services or not in the same year. And then also we included some of the questions, variety of questions on household demographics. And then also we included the questions on screening for these children with special health needs. To analyze the survey data, we used two main methods, PACT analysis and multiple regression analysis. PACT analysis was used to identify a small set of factors to represent the 32 items we asked to measure family service need and difficulty getting the service needed. Like 32 items is too much to go on, so we want to kind of like summarize these into loaded into factor in the smaller dimensions. So specifically, that we use the principal component analysis and oblique rotation. This is specific method of exploratory effect analysis. And we use the multiple regression analysis to assess whether the level of family service need and difficulty getting the services in factors derived from this factor analysis are different. First, between the respondents who received the home visiting services and those who did not. And then secondly, among respondents of other different demographic and family characteristics. A total of 4,628 parents and pregnant women, they responded survey. And of those, 51% received home visiting services in 2010 and 2011. And 42% did not, and 7% did not answer, or they are not sure whether they received the services. And I wouldn't go through all these specific statistics for all demographic factors. Most of them are females, and an average 30 years of old age, and then over like majority was the children with the special health needs in the household, and then also about 30% were living in the rural and frontier counties. And compared to those who did not receive the home visiting, those who received the home visiting services were more likely female and Hispanic or Latino, not employed, and single parent home, and household income at 185% of federal poverty level or below. And English was not their primary language speaking in the home. And then on average, those who received home visiting were younger and had less education. These are the also details of the comparison, the demographics between those who received home visiting and those who did not. So I wouldn't go over this. And I'll get into the result of the PACT analysis. We are able to derive 10 factors from those 32 survey items. Those factors were parenting need, representing the 6 items in the survey, and pregnant, newborn needs, service for special health need, language and transportation need, basic need, job needs, mental health, substance abuse, and domestic violence help, and health care need. And final 2 factors, that child care and information about other resources and services that family may need. There was a specific survey item. Each item that was not loaded into any of the factors. So we treated this as a factor, separate factor. Again, like all the list of all these specific the survey items loaded into each factor are in your handout, so I wouldn't go over. And then it includes the bottom. It includes the Cronbach's alpha that measures reliability of the each factor. So like it's close to 1, the close the value is to 1, the higher the reliability is. So most of items were internal, that consistent reliability was good, except for a couple of items, which was that factor 4, language and transportation needs, and factor 7, mental health and substance abuse and domestic violence and health need, a little low. And based on these each factors, we wanted to calculate the level of family service needs for each respondents by using a 0 to 100% scale. So we divided the number of the service item needed in a factor by total number of service items in the factor, multiply by 100. This gives us the level of family service need. And then level of families getting services, difficulty getting services, again, on a scale of 0 to 100%, we calculate these measures by dividing the number of service items that a family had difficulty getting in a factor by number of the service items needed in the factor multiplied by 100. And this is the graphic representation that compares the, those who received the home visiting programs and those who did not, their level of family service needs. And yellow bar represents the service needs those for those who did not receive home visiting, and blue bar represents those who received the home visiting. So as you see in the first factor parenting need, the 59% that was the level of the family service needs for those who received the home visiting services compared to 30% among those who did not receive the home visiting services. So as you see from the old graph, other than two factors, that health care needs and child care, that all of the other factors, including that average of all 10 factors, the level of service needs were higher among the families who received home visiting services. And this is a graph in terms of the level of family difficulty getting services. Again, same representation. As you see that across all these 10 individual factors, including the average of all 10 factors, except for one item, that healthcare needs, that those who received home visiting programs that had less difficulties in each factors. And this is the overall summary that actually that we're based on this level of the service needs and then difficulties, we wanted to confirm that differences by controlling the various kind of family and demographic characteristics. So as an independent variable for each that multiple regression, we entered the home visiting status, whether they received the home visiting or not, and 10 other demographic and family characteristics, including race, ethnicity, and employment, and others. And as the dependent variables for the multiple regression, that we entered in each of 10 factors, and then over average, first the level of service need, and the level of difficulty getting service needed. So we conducted a total set of 22 regression analyses. And this is the one example of the regression analysis that result that entered the level of service need in parenting factor as a dependent variables, and we entered the home visiting as an independent variable and other the demographic variables as also independent variable. As you see from this table, those who received the home visiting program had, compared to those who did not receive the home visiting programs, had higher needs, service needs in parenting factor. And then you can see, compare the standardized factor, standardized better, that higher the absolute value is that they have more the stronger it predicts the level of service needs in parenting factor. So point 34 is the strongest that their home visiting services that they received the home visiting that predicted that their level of service needs in the parenting factor is the strongest. And this is the another example showing that level of difficulty getting services in parenting factor entered as a dependent variables. Now you see the negative relationship between the home visiting programs, that home visiting status. So those who received the home visiting programs that had less difficulties getting services in parenting factor. Again, like minus 0.14, the standard is better compared to other absolute value of the dependent variable are the biggest. So that's the strongest predictor for the level of that difficulty getting services in parenting factor. So I won't go through all these examples of 10 sets of multiple regression. This is the overall summary. So in terms of the level of the service need, Respondents who had received home visiting reported needing more services than those who had not in all of the individual factors except health care. And then also they reported the over average of 10 factors, the higher level. And then also the status of receiving home visiting was the strongest predictor of greater service needs in 3 factors and over average of 10 factors. This implies that the home visiting programs in Oregon served the families with greater need. And in terms of the level of difficulty getting services, those respondents who had received home visiting reported less difficulty getting the needed service than those who had not in all of the 10 individual factors, and then also the over average of 10 factors. Home visiting status was the strongest predictor of having less difficulties in 4 factors, and then also the receiving the home visiting was the second strongest predictor of less difficulties in the overall average of 10 factors. So this implies the home visiting programs in Oregon helped families get the services they needed. And there were 2 other demographic, the family characteristics related to the level of service needs and access difficulties. Those are families with a child with a special health needs. They had more service needs in all individual factors, except for two factors. And then it was also second strongest predictor of more needs in the overall average of 10 factors. And they were also more likely to have difficulties getting services to all individual factors, except one, and then strongest predictor of more difficulties in the overall average. And another notable demographic family characteristics was those who live in urban counties. They had more service need that families who live in urban counties compared to rural and frontier counties had more service needs in all individual factors except for healthcare and childcare. And they had also more difficulty getting services in 5 factors and then overall average. This is kind of contrary to the perception that those living in rural and frontier area had more difficulties. In conclusion, that there are 3 main implications. Again, that the first one is the home visiting program in Oregon are successful in serving families with greater needs and helping families get the services they need. And also home visiting programs in Oregon need to do more outreach and services to population subgroups with greater needs and difficulties as we saw in the families with children with special needs. And then also the home visiting intervention needs to be tailored to ensure identifying and meeting family service needs. There are about 3 limitations I can think of. And then the main limitation is that parent survey that was not designed to measure the causal relationships. We asked all that 3 main variables we used, the family services, and then the needs for family services, access difficulties and receipt of their home visiting services. We asked all at the same time period. So we cannot really, that which one is the main, that causal factor, which one is the result. So we have to assume the causality assumption in alignment with the many positive outcomes reported that in home visiting literature. So we assume that the respondents were in need of family services first, and they received the home visiting, and as a result, their family had less difficulty getting family services. And many other studies, we didn't control for extraneous factors, and then also survey that had kind of, we used the survey, which has a response bias. So finally, that I extend my thanks to my manager and the pregnant women and parents of young children who completed the survey, and home visitors and program staff who distributed the survey, and the members of home visiting needs assessment work group and home visiting steering committee. Thank you.